There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Crockpot Tuesday right now. And if you walk outside in the hallways of our B105 studio, I think it smells like America.
it is a beautiful thing.
It smells like hot dog sauce and apple pie.
Yes.
And the reason we're doing two Croc Stars today, two of the recipes, is because of the belly aching, the constant belly aching from the girl that joins us on the line right now, from Jesse and Anna in the afternoon. It's Anna. Good morning, girl.
Dave, good morning. Thank you for finally hearing me out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What's been happening in the afternoon with you and Jesse?
So we called Dave the other day, and we're like, can you make something that does not involve ground beef and potatoes? Because we felt like every recipe involved ground beef, and we're like, can we get something sweet? And Dave heard us, and we're so appreciative, Dave. Thank you.
Yes, yes. We had quite a few recipes come in, and the one we made this morning is a beautiful recipe. It is a apple pie in the crock pot, basically. And it came from a Caitlin Carmen in a Williamstown. Anna, this thing is tremendous, and I just checked on it. Actually, you were just out there. How's it looking?
It looks good. I want to try it. Is it ready?
Well, no, it's not ready. It takes 4 hours.
I'm so glad you did this, Anna. I had actually heard you guys when you were talking about this on air with Jesse, and I'm like, oh, I hope he takes her up on this, because you have done one previous dessert, the pineapple upside down. But that was a while back.
Yeah.
And now we're making apple pie, baby.
And in Dave's defense also, Anna, the dishes that had chicken and other things in it were so good, they didn't last to the afternoon show, so you didn't get a chance at even trying it.
Okay, that's fair, Stat. That's fair. I mean, those meatballs, the grape jelly meatballs, I did eat those.
Oh, yeah, those are phenomenal. That was it. Yeah.
But today we got hot dog sauce and apple pie.
Yeah, so, I mean, This is the last Crockpot Tuesday, so it's sad for Ashley, because there goes a big like revenue stream of free food for her.
But, seriously, Crockpot Tuesday's the best.
Also, thanks to Kroger for supplying the gift cards for our Croc Stars. But yes, if you get down here in time, you will get some of this apple pie Crockpot recipe.
I'll be there, Dave. Do you guys got whipped cream?
No, I don't have that.
And
no.
We'll need you to stop on the way. That's a great idea.
Yeah, is there a store from your walk into work?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'll make a pit stop.
All right. Well, get on it, but come in. We got it. And thanks to all our Croc Stars through this whole thing. And thanks to Kroger for taking care of them. Anna, your wish has been granted.
Thank you, Dave.
And you can see the recipes and pictures of it all over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook page. Also, this morning's Instagram stories on Big Dave Show and B105 as well.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And I tell you, one of the more difficult things in life to do, to pull off, is a surprise birthday party. I mean, there are so many different things that can go wrong and ways for the person that you're trying to surprise to find out.
Especially when you have multiple group chats going and you always have to check and see who's all in it before you respond to
something. And people traveling in from out of town, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of surprises, so but it was your sister Emily's 40th birthday and you guys had it all ready to go.
Yes, and this is the first one without either of our parents' help, so we really had to pull together as a group, and we pulled it off.
All right.
Last Friday, my brother Tom flew in town secretly. He's been staying with me, and we drove down to Louisville, where my nephew, my sister's son, had an archery tournament for state.
Cool.
And after the tournament, her boyfriend, longtime friend Carlos, set up an Airbnb that she thought, oh, they were just going to have a nice date night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple friends will come down for a little while. And the next thing you know, her friends, my two older brothers, my brother Eric, and Nick, and myself, and Tom, and my wife, and my girls, we all showed up, and just, it was like one surprise after another.
Aww.
And the cool thing was, like, we went to the Fraser Museum.
Yeah.
And where they have the world's largest collection of bourbons, by the way. Ooh. Like, every brand.
The party for you too, Stan.
Nice.
Dude, it was so neat. This is the start of the bourbon trail. But we got down there a little late because there's construction on. If anybody's driven down to Louisville, you know what I'm talking about. That construction put us back by like an hour. Ooh. So they all went to the museum thinking, oh, it was just going to be my sister and a couple brothers. So they're like in this area learning about Lewis and Clark and, you know, all sorts of interesting things. And I just stood behind my sister. And I'm like, at any moment, she's going to turn around. No, this nerd is reading everything inside of the case. She's just reading and reading, and I'm in the glare. I'm looking at her. Wait, like, okay, at some point, she's going to look up. She finally finishes reading and turns around, walks right into my chest. And was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Surprise.
And I was like,
surprise,
you should be surprised. So it was all like happy and exciting, and my daughters were there, my wife. And then here's this bearded guy with a cowboy hat just standing right next to me. She didn't even recognize Tom had flown in.
Wow.
So then it was a whole other eruption and tears and, oh, it was so much fun.
Oh, man, that's good. You pulled it off then.
We did. And the funny thing is we had one of my sister's friends, I'm not going to throw her under the bus, video. We're like, you got to capture this.
Yeah, because it's going to be emotional. And
so she gets a camera out. She starts rolling in the other room. We all walk in, and then she hits stop. So we didn't catch it.
Oh, man.
But that's all right. It's just like a stat thing. You got to be there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, all right.
That was pretty cool. And then we ended up having a nice dinner together. Went back to this place called the Carriage Inn. It's a Airbnb, like a historical old house, but it had a huge table. And we had a 14-person game of Uno going.
14?
Wow. Yes, it's the biggest game of Uno.
All right. Wait. Who won?
Yeah.
You're looking at the winner.
No
Come
way.
On now.
Really?
Uno champ. Yeah, I won two out of the three games. Yeah.
You and Uno, I swear.
I play for keeps.
Well, happy 40th, Emily.
Yeah.
I'm glad she was surprised.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have got Gianna. She is a junior at the Campbell County High School there. Go Camels, right, Gianna?
Yes, go Camels.
Come on, give us a woot-woot on that.
Woot-woot.
Yeah. Now give us that dad joke.
What do you call a crab that is stingy with his money?
I don't know.
What do you call a crab that is stingy with his money?
Shellfish.
Yeah, it explains Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly. I totally thought she was going to say a penny pincher.
That works too.
I can go with both. I'll give myself over that too. Hey, Gianna, have a great day there at Campbell County, okay?
Can I make a shout out to my favorite teacher?
Absolutely.
Miss Lumen, hi.
Aww.
You tried to get an A, aren't you?
Yes.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Today is our last Crockpot Tuesday, at least for this Crockpot season. I'm sure this is going to come back next year. But in honor of that, we're doing two of them today, two recipes. One is from Caitlin in Williamstown. It's a Crockpot apple pie that is baking right now.
Yum.
And the other comes from Misty Menifee in Union, Kentucky, who joins us now. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning.
So I got to tell you, you were one of the first people to submit a recipe through B105.com. You did this on January the 9th.
Oh, wow.
I saw that when it came through and I went, you know what? You sent in would be great for the week of opening day.
Hot dog sauce.
Because it's hot dog sauce. But this is not just any hot dog sauce.
That's right.
It's Granny Fran's hot dog sauce.
That's right. That's my grandmother's famous hot dog sauce that, you know, being from Eastern Kentucky, most people don't even know what that is. So, you know, I'm like, it's different than Skyline chili. It's hot dog sauce.
Yeah, I was questioning it a little bit, like the consistency of it. I haven't seen it yet or tried it, which I'm looking forward to. But I didn't know if it was kind of like a tomato or like a ketchup base. But this is like a chili, like a light chili.
Yeah, kind of on the sweeter side.
Big Dave said there's brown sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot.
So you grew up with this?
Yes, this is like one of our go-to family get-together. My granny's bringing her hot dog sauce. I had this recipe put on a cutting board for my mom in honor of my granny. So this is like a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's really simple to make. And you know what? I had not reached out to you yet to let you know we were making it today. And how did you find out?
On the Facebook page.
Yeah, and your husband actually messaged in and said he was in the bathroom and you came knocking on the door. He opened it up thinking there was something the matter, and no, you were like crying and laughing, showing him the B105 post. It's a tribute to my granny Fran, you yelled.
Yep, and he was like, okay. Glad it's not an emergency.
No, not an emergency, but I mean, this is a huge deal. We're highlighting your grandma's recipe, and now you get to share that with all of our listeners.
I know, and my family. It's so exciting to tell my family back home about this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, you have to share it off our Facebook page. And if you go over to B105 or Big Dave Show, you click on the ingredients in front of the crock pot, and it'll give you the recipe there. But if you can't do that, it's a pound of ground chuck, a can of diced tomatoes, a small can of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, a half a cup of brown sugar, simmer in the crock pot for half an hour, and then serve over hot dogs. Pretty simple.
Yep, it is.
I want to hear about Granny Fran. What was she like?
Well, she was a spitfire. She went back to college in her 50s, became a social worker, got her master's. You know, just one of those not your typical old lady grandmas. She just was just full of spit and vinegar.
That's awesome.
Is that why there's vinegar in the Granny Fran's hot dog sauce?
Quite possibly. Yeah, quite possibly.
Well, congratulations, Missy, for being one of our Croc Stars today. You're going to get a $50 Kroger gift card. How about that?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the honor.
Awesome. It is Granny Fran's hot dog sauce, and we're heating it up right now. I'm going to have it on some hot dogs here shortly.
All right, great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Missy.
And we got a picture of Granny Fran up over now on our B105 Facebook page.
Dude, she's riding a Harley, raising up the rock and roll hands. I'm like, this woman is amazing.
Granny Fran rocks.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
All right. Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning. And we welcome Danielle in here. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. I can't thank you enough for helping me out.
Oh, well, don't thank us yet because we haven't. You know, our track record isn't that good. So let's see. What is your dilemma this morning?
All right. So I have a longtime best friend. We went to elementary school together and we've been tight ever since. And we are always really honest with each other, just like a friend should be, not mean, but just honest, right? To help each other in that way. And she's been going a little crazy with the self-tanner, like excessive.
Oh. Yeah, like she just came back from a vacation or something, she looks like?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like, yeah, she looks way too tan, and no, she has not been on a vacation, and we all know that. And, I mean, it hasn't exactly been sunbathing weather here yet.
Definitely not.
Yeah. And it just, honestly, it's like, she does it herself, and I, you know, nothing against people who do it themselves. I know it's really expensive to go to the place where they spray you, but it's a little streaky, and it's very orange, and it's very dark.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's to the point that, like, when we're out on the weekend, no one says this to her, but, like, guys will come up to me when I'm not right next to her and be like, what is up with the fake and bake with your friends? Like, that kind of thing.
Fake and bake. I love that.
I'd say burn, but it's already sounding like she's burnt already.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Stat, you're not helping. With all those guys saying that.
Jeez. No, we shouldn't bully.
So when did this self-tanning cream, whatever it is, obsession start with her?
It's funny because you would think it was maybe like a New Year's thing, like I'm going to be tan. It was actually not until February. Maybe she had the winter blues or something.
So it was just kind of a reaction and something she decided to start doing, and she never talked to you about doing it?
No, she just took it up. And you know, if it's a light coat, I feel like, yeah, everyone feels like we all look healthier and feel better with a little.
True.
But it's like way too much.
Yeah, it's real unnatural looking.
Yeah.
But maybe she likes it, you know, obviously.
Would you like it if people were saying behind your back that you look like fake and bake?
Oh, people say all kinds of stuff behind my back and to my face.
Yeah, can't control that. Yeah.
However, you know, y'all are besties. I mean, I think I have enough for my opinion. You guys good? Dave and Stat?
I mean, it's
no brainer for me.
All right. So make a closing argument for us here, Danielle, and then we'll try to help you.
I mean, I guess like it boils down to, I don't know if I should say, I feel like I should say something because I would want to know if it were me, but I'm not sure if I should say something to her. I don't know. Help me out here.
Okay. All right, Statman.
Dude, I totally rely on my friends to keep me in line and let me know when tight jeans are out of style and all the other fashion faux pas and changes. She probably would look fine if it was like summertime, other than the streaks. I think that's a big old, like, cringe. Girl code, you have to say something as a friend. So I'm on your team here.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, like, if my best friend was doing this, the way that I would say it would be like, how much darker are you going to go? And like kind of laugh about it. Because you're like floating it out there, but you're not telling her what to do. You're not telling her that people are talking about her. It's like, what's that? Nonchalant, maybe? Yeah. Or... Mm-hmm. Is that passive aggressive?
No, that's mean. You would just like nonchalantly say something
like
to her.
Like, how dark are we going to go? Big Dave, what are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really good to weigh in on this because, you know, back in the day, me and my buddies used to put sun in our hair. And I don't know if anybody remembers that nonsense.
Is that what happened to your hair?
Yeah, probably. Probably. It's all sun in's fault. It was this crap you sprayed in your hair when you were going to be out in the sun. And then it was supposed to make it lighter.
Oh my gosh.
Like make you blonde. And a lot of guys, it made green. I mean, it was stupid stuff. And you know what? I look at myself in some pictures and I'm like, man, I'm really white. But I know that'll go away soon. By the way, I am extremely white, but that's another thing.
No hair. You're really building a great case for yourself.
So I say something to her, but gently.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, how dark are you planning to go? If I say it at the right time, I feel like that could work.
Just don't tell her the fake and bake
thing? Fake and bake. That's
harsh.
Funny that a guy would know that.
Yeah, but dude, see, you girls are a little bit easier on each other. Guys, we're just brutal.
Yeah, I feel like a gentle touch is better on this one.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's see, though, if there's any other suggestions going to come through 749-B105 and through the app, okay?
Cool. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And if she keeps using this when we actually start having days where you can tan, then there needs to be a definite intervention scheduled.
Agreed.
All right, 749-B105, and get them coming through the B105 app. Oh, lots of comments coming through the B105 app on this one.
Oh, yeah. Kayla says, you're too easy on your friends. Have you been friends long? Just tell her straight out.
Yeah.
And Brian is not helping. Brian, he starts out nice, saying maybe she thinks she's going to make summer come faster, looking like a dreamsicle. All right, come on, man.
Yeah, Tim Tobias said she's going to end up looking like a Flintstone orange push pop.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
From Danielle, whose friend is, well, she's just overdoing it with the self-tanners. What was the term, Ashley?
People are saying that she's like a fake and bake.
Fake and
bake. I haven't heard that in forever.
So she doesn't know how to say this to her friends. Say, you're really overdoing it. You're getting a little orange there. Barbie from Wilmington, you have some advice for her. What is it?
I would tell her the nice way that she needs to ease off of it or get a different kind that doesn't make her look orangey.
I like that, orangey.
Yeah, Rachel's weighed in on the B105 app and is saying, tell your friend, if you won't, someone else will, and it won't be nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think everybody's saying you got to say something to her.
Yeah. Do you tan, Barbie?
Yes, I do. I tan, but I tan in a tanning bed.
Aha.
I just want to say hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to make you guys mad or anything, but I normally talk to Jesse and Anna, like, all the time because I just love Jesse to death, and he will not go out on a date with me.
Oh, whoa. Wait.
He could be the Ken to your Barbie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, y'all need to help me out. I even sent him a picture of me on Messenger.
Yeah, but, I mean, what else could Jesse provide? You already got your dream house, your car.
No.
No, you got it bad for the tack man. Is this why you're tanning in those beds?
No, it's not why I'm tanning in bed, but yes, I do have a bad for Jesse, but I am older than him. I'm 12 years older than him, or 11 years older than him, because he's, what, 41 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and well,
I just really, really, really want to go out on a date with Jesse. And, I mean, it don't even have to be, like, a date. I will even pay my own ticket and everything.
Well, let me tell you, if you go out with Jesse, that's going to happen anyway. Yeah.
Who knew that this conversation would take this turn? Yeah.
That's all right. Jesse's going to hear about this, no doubt about it, Barbie. Thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Good vibes this morning are coming out of the Novant Health Zimmer Cancer Institute in Wilmington, North Carolina. And they involve 27-year-old Angelica May, who had recently finished her last chemotherapy session for stage 2 triple-negative breast cancer. She had been fighting this for a long time. Throughout this whole thing, her high school sweetheart, Amik Watkins, had been by her side, and she had been by his too, as they struggled for almost a decade with this. I mean, insane. She started this when she was 17 years old. You're not supposed to get breast cancer that young, are you?
No.
Well, she did. And she had survived it, just went through her last treatment. So they always have the big ceremonies where you come out, everybody gathers in the hallways, they applaud, ring the bell. Except this one was a little bit different because when she came out, there were all the nurses and the techs and everybody else cheering. And there was Amik standing there, her high school sweetheart, with 10 red roses. Each one symbolizing 1 year that they had been together while she fought this breast cancer demon and beat it. But that wasn't all Amik had planned, because there was a piece of carpet in front of him for some reason. And soon he was down on one knee.
I got chills.
Seeing you go through this, it just shows me how strong you are. It's just amazing how you just push through it and finish this whole process. So I just want to say, like, I love you, and I want to know what you're like. Will you marry me?
So, yes. Angelica said yes. Okay. So what a heartwarming moment. It was recorded. Of course, it's gone viral on TikTok and everywhere else. But just an amazing thing to happen. What a battle. 10 years to get breast cancer free. And after your last treatment, your life changes again. You're getting married.
With somebody that's been there through all of this, the thick and the thin already.
Absolutely. Thank you to Amik, and thank you to Angelica for the good vibes this morning. And here's wishing you well, both of you, in your future.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So coming up this Saturday, it is madness. It is beer madness at the Kroger on the Rhine Eatery. And I remember this from last year, and we got the general manager down there, Mr. Nick Polos, here with us. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
So is it going to be even crazier than last year?
Yes. We've got more breweries. You can't look anywhere and not talk about basketball right now. Everybody's talking about their bracket. It's on TV. It's on radio. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we're pairing that up every year like we do and put our spring beer event during the Elite Games this Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock. It's on the second floor of Kroger. We've got breweries. We've got canned cocktails. We even got a New Richmond whiskey is going to be there, too.
Whoa.
So there's a little bit of everything
there. There's a distillery down there in New
madness.
Richmond.
It's just madness.
That's awesome.
And we got one of the madness over here, Brendan Douglas from Northern Row Brewing. Hey, Brendan.
Good morning.
So what are you guys going to be submitting down there?
A couple beers, both delicious, of course. Hustler is our Helles Lager. It's our flagship.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, There we go.
There they go. It's madness now.
Then one of our seasonals is Preacher. It's a peach and apricot ale.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Wow.
Refreshing.
Yeah, which one's open down there?
I don't know, but Stat just drank out of it with his mouth instead of pouring into the cups for us.
Oh, that one's his.
Yeah, we'll have to open up another one now.
Preacher.
Oh, I get a whole one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not drinking on it. I'm doing my job. Right. Hey, that's not so bad. Let me try that peachy one.
Yeah, you said peach and apricot, Brendan? Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. I've never heard of an apricot beer.
Yeah, peach and apricot.
I used to say no fruit in my beer, but I've been changed. Now I'm open to it.
Give it a try.
Brendan, do you want a whole can or do you want a sip of mine?
Well, I mean, I don't want the can to go to waste, but just sip a little.
So this is what we're dealing with. Of course, when you have beer, you also have to have a lot of food. Mm. And that's where our guy, we normally have Chef Paul Sturkey here, But today we're subbing it off the bench, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to do basketball tournament. We got Chef John Tomain here with us, not coming off the bench, starting right now.
Brought a few samples with us today. We got our from our partners at Dope and Decibel, we got a Korean corn dog.
Dude.
Which is
Korean corn dog. Hold on a minute.
You know what?
It's about as crispy and crunchy as you can get with no spices.
I cannot look at this thing and not eat it. But it's got a stick running all the way through it. Can I pull the stick out?
Oh, yeah.
So is it deep fried?
Yeah. Nice cornstarch batter gets it real light and crunchy. Then you got a sriracha.
I got some.
And then a gochujang sauce.
Oh, is that how you say that word?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Gochujang.
I'm always like, Gucci gang. I'll take the Gucci gang sauce.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
I didn't know you could dress up a corn dog with all those toppings on
it. For vegetarians out there, they also do a mozzarella stick version of that.
That would be good too.
Yeah, equally as good.
My gosh, this is good. So this is from who?
That is from Decibel.
Okay.
Korean fried chicken.
Somebody are you going to share the corn dog?
I tore off a piece so you guys can share it.
Their sister restaurant, Dope, is Asian Street Fair. We've got some gochujang barbecue chicken wings with little fried garlic and lime. And then we run.
Look at Brendan coming over. He's going to get in on this action.
I think he's helping out with a napkin.
Thank you,
buddy. Because you're a mess over there.
Kroger partners, we've got our Natty Q barbecue. We're going to do a little slider samplers. We got burnt ends.
Big Dave's favorite.
Pulled pork.
Bring it.
And chicken. And then we'll also have our QCBC, Queen City Burger Company. We'll have a single. Usually we do a double smash, but for beer, so you can taste and drink everything. We'll do a single smash burger. And
Ever want another corn dog other than this. I literally don't. It's insane how good that is.
And this is a great event for like married couples. Yeah. I deal with all the time, hey, honey, what are you hungry for? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Why don't we just go somewhere where they have everything?
But married couples or even if it's like a first date or just like with the guys, with the girls.
Yeah.
Is it kid friendly?
100%. Plenty. It's a food hall. Plenty of room for the kids to run around. We've got this big jumbo screen television that's, 8 feet wide that we're putting the games on. Like you guys are experiencing, the five top-of-the-line restaurants down to food hall, and plenty of beer. And not just beer. Say your significant other is not a beer person.
Well, somebody's got to drive the kids home.
Yeah, somebody does have to drive, but we've got canned cocktails.
We've got even
a late addition is New Richmond Distillery. They're bringing their new whiskey in.
Yes.
So we're going to have some spirits, canned cocktails, tons of beer. I'll run down. West Side's going to be there. Esoteric, High Grain, Sonder, Cartridge, Saucy, Rheingeist.
Wow.
All the local players.
Yeah, they're all going to be here, and especially
Northern Row.
I always save you for last. Northern Row is going to be there. And if you haven't been to their brewery, that's something you got to check out, too.
And this peach thing you passed over is delicious.
Yes, it is.
I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, this is fruit and beer.
You didn't want to like it, but you did like it.
Exactly. It goes against everything inside of me, but I just can't stop.
I can't believe I just ate a wing before Ashley did.
Yeah, I know. Pass those over here.
Well, it's because they're not over in front of her. What time is this getting going down there, Nick?
We partner the Madness alongside the Madness. Elite Eight games are going to start in the afternoon around 3, so the Beer Madness will start at 2. Plenty of parking, and don't forget when you come down and visit us at the eatery, parking is free. Nice. Downtown parking free.
Unheard of.
Yes. So there's really no excuse not to go there. Get tickets on therhineeatery.com or just show up at the door and buy your ticket there. It's only $15. You'll have a blast, guaranteed.
I love it.
That's
all right.
Cheap, too.
Yeah, and we got a DJ that's going to be spinning in between commercials.
Oh, fine.
We've got the You Bet kiosks down there now, so you can, at Kroger now, you can go and put money on your favorite sports team.
Oh, wow.
It's all legal.
This is called heaven for Big Dave.
I know. I mean,
pretty sure.
I may never leave. You got all the essentials. All right, well, on the rideeatery.com. We'll see you. It's Beer Madness, and thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, y'all.
Cheers.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, is this Caitlin Carmen?
This is.
Caitlin Carmen, who entered in to be a croc star on the Big Dave Show in B105?
Yes.
And the one that obviously put the wrong email address in, and we can't contact her through that?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Hey, you got your phone number right. Congratulations, Caitlin. You're today's, well, co-Croc star, but you're still going to get a whole $50 Kroger gift card. How about that?
Yay, thank you, guys. I probably did do a typo on my email.
That's all right. You know what happens a lot. Now, Caitlin, you sent in. Did you hear me on with Jesse and Anna the other day where Anna was like, make me a dessert?
Actually, my mom did, and I had entered the dessert in probably like a week and a half ago, and my mom called me this morning, and she was like, you're on Facebook. You won the crock pot.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Making mama proud.
Yep.
She said, you typically don't even cook, and I was like, well, for B105, I do.
Well, I mean, this crock pot apple pie, I got to tell you, it looks like it's almost ready to start eating here, so we're pretty excited to try it.
I did send in a quick message this morning. Depending on how hot your crock pot gets, it might not take the full 4 hours.
Yeah, I figured that because my crock pot does get really hot. So I banked it down to low a couple of hours ago.
Well, yay. I'm glad you guys are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So where did you learn about this recipe? How'd you find out about it?
I actually had a friend kind of make a similar one, only she cooked hers in the oven and used the cinnamon rolls as her pie crust base.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I wanted to try it, but I was never home, so I used the crock pot and I kind of just like winged it and made it my own recipe, and it turned out good and I just stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can see it over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook page, and if you click on the picture with the ingredients, it'll tell you how to make it. But wow, Caitlin, we can't wait to get a hold of this. I think after we get off the phone with you, we're going to go scoop some out and try it.
Yay. Well, good. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Now, do you serve this with like a scoop of ice cream or some whipped cream or anything?
Yes, you can. I always used vanilla bean ice cream.
Ooh, graters. Yeah. Now you're talking my language.
The Madagascar vanilla bean.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Caitlin. You are our final crock star of the year. It'll come back, I'm sure, in the fall once crock pot season fires back up. But you're going to get a $50 Kroger gift card to use for whatever you like.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Brand new B105 Country Club, where you fill out an application online through B105.com, and then you're granted membership into it. And this morning, we've got a brand new member, Clarissa Martis from Covington. Good morning, Clarissa.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for listening. We just want to show you a little love and appreciation for all that you do. So thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy I was chosen to be part of the club.
It's very exclusive, you know, Clarissa.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I have my own photography business that I do like part-time. And then I'm a server at Hofburg House in Newport.
Oh.
Well, first give your business a plug here. What's the photography business?
It's called In This Moment Photography.
In This Moment Photography. And then you said you're a server at Hofbra?
Yes.
So you wear the dirndl?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I used to work there back in the day. I wish I could find mine. I was supposed to return it, and I'm sure I didn't.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's a great gig, especially with the beer garden in the summer.
Yeah, it's definitely really fun.
Now, the one thing in your entry that really jumped out to me is that you're able to sing all the U.S. presidents in a song that you learned in second grade, and you still remember how to sing all the presidents, huh?
Yeah, but please don't make me do that right now.
Oh, come on. I know it's early.
I can't do that right now.
George Washington.
I already have way too much anxiety.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, if you learned it in second grade, you've probably had to add a few presidents to it since then anyway, right?
Yeah.
Now, Clarice, you're a mother, too.
Yes, I have a 6-year-old daughter. Her name is Cameron.
And she listens every day also, raising her right.
Every day on the ride to school and on the ride home.
Have you taught her the president's song that you're about to sing?
No.
But I bet you she can belt out some Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, her favorite's actually Hardy, though.
Hardy, okay. I love me some Hardy, too.
Well, I tell you, Clarissa, we love you. We want to give you a hearty welcome here into the, get that, B105 Country Club. And you get to pick the next song we play. What's it going to be?
Well, my daughter told me to play Truck Bed.
Well, then it was an actual hearty welcome into the B105 Country Club. So, hey, Clarissa, welcome.
Hey, have a nice day. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.